So again, the machlokes of Sar ben Makom Nezek is the system of Chamisha Dvarim an alternative when the system of Nezek Shemamun fails? Then you switch to the system of Chamisha Dvarim in Admon Chavero. But if there's Nezek Shemamun, you're pater, you just pay the Nezek the Mamun and that's it. Or did the Torah, Patsa Tachas Patsa, or Rapo Yerpe, whatever the Xeris Kosov is it's teaching you that not only Chayev in Mamun, but the Torah expanded it. Expanded the Vidchi of Mammon, Bein Adam Chavero, and included Chamisha Dvar, right? Create a more comprehensive system besides monetary, besides the exclusive system of a Nezek Shel Mammon, which is just the Pichos Damim, like an Eved, but it also included all the, you know, secondary aspects of Tsar and Boshis and then Rufua and Sheves, right? The question we had was, the Tosus Chavav Mabez, this Tosus is giving us some trouble. Is he in theory is trying to explain the shita of that you don't pay tsar shalom b'makom nezek, right? The shita of Ben Azai, who holds that you only pay tsar if there is also nezek, right? Which is rishumo nikar. So in theory, he's trying to explain this havamina. Basically, if I didn't have petzatachas spots, what would Ben Azai say? So he's saying you're not going to be chayiv. You're not going to pay. Tsar, if there is Nezek, if there is Nezek Shalman, when you pay Pichas Damim, you wouldn't pay anything. Just pay the Nezek, and that's it. There's no Tsar. Okay, and so what is, when do you ever pay Tsar? You don't pay Tsar with the Nezek, right, when there is Nezek. And you don't pay Tsar when there's no Nezek at all, if it's just simply paying Tsar alone. So when do you pay it? In this one case of Kviya Tachas Kviya with Chabura, where there's Rishum Nikar. So it's when you have Tsar with a Maisa Nezek, of Chavala, and you create a scar, but there's no Pichos Damim, right? And the question is, what would that theory be? And this is in theory we're told the whole Tosus is coming to explain this particular position. That's why he's introducing this third category of a Nezek of Rishumo Nikar, a Nezek of Chavala, in order to have a possibility, according to Ben Azai, of requiring the Gzeiras HaKasav, Petzadachas Patzah. Right, so there's this case without the Gzeiras HaKasav, it's a possible concept. Because if you don't introduce this Tosos, like for example, Rashi has a problem of, according to Rashi, according to Ben Azai, if you don't pay it without Nezek, you don't pay it with Nezek, so when do you pay Tzar? It doesn't exist. Right, if you just say Nezek always means Pichas Damim. Right, so without Petzat HaKasav, you can say when there's Nezek, you don't pay Tzar. And Ben Azai holds if there is no Nezek, you don't pay Tzar. So if there's Nezek, you don't pay Tzar. If there's no Nezek, you don't pay Tzar. You never pay Tzar, according to Rashi, Ben Azai, right? So we said for Rashi, right, we think one of the things that was suggesting is that basically you're going to have to say that, according to Rashi, he gets out of Tosus's general problem of what exactly is Ben Azai holding, is that Ben Azai doesn't hold by there's a Havamina of Petzat HaKasav. According to Ben Azai, once you tell me that you don't pay you need Nezek in order to pay Tsar. That Tsar Shalom B'Makom Nezek, you don't pay, you're Pater. The only time you ever pay Tsar is when there is Nezek, which means Pichas Damim. So of course I have no Havamina that when there's Nezek, I don't pay Tsar. It would be impossible. There would be no case of Tsar anymore. What does he do with Limudim? Petzatachas Patzah Rapo Yerpe. So the point in both those cases, if you look in the Gemara and pay Heyam at Aleph Bottom to pay him a base, you see that but the Gemara in both those cases, you learn two things from Petzatachas Patzah or Rapo Yerpe. By Petzatachas Patzah, you learn Ademu Lolam, which we saw already in Chavav and Beis. And from Rapo Yerpe, you learn now that you're allowed to go to a doctor. Okay, we'll take up that sigil when we get there. But the Gemara says, look, you can learn that we hold, you can learn that both, two things from each one, or whatever, that's the Machlokes. Can you learn two different things from this one, that, and that one? Because it says Tachas as opposed to Bir, or whatever. But Rapapa argues in Rav, Rav argues in Rapapa, in terms of which one you can learn two things from. But according to Ben Azai, presumably, you don't learn two things from anything. Each one teaches you a separate limud, and you don't need Gzeiras HaKasav to teach you the Chayav Tzar Makom Nezek because there's nothing else it could be. There's no other place to put Tzar because he hasn't learned this Tzar when there's no Nezek. So it must be Tzar when there is Nezek. That must be how Rashi learns. But Tosus doesn't want to say that. Tosus wants to say the limud of Petzatachas Patzah or Rapo Yerpe is for all Tanaim. Okay, and therefore his whole point is to introduce this middle position. This idea of Tsar when there is Mishumo Nikar, when there is the Nezek of Kavala, And that way you have tzar with nezek, not just tzar alone. On the other hand, you don't have the pichas dam of the nezek shemama, which would also pocket tzar. And our question was, what is that concept? What would that theory be, according to Ben Azai, that the Torah only is mechayev you in tzar in that case? Okay, the problem conceptually is, if you're going to say the whole theory is, it's an alternative system to when there's nezek, is when you pay chamisha dvarim. But what's the whole svar then? Why should tzar be tully on nezek? The whole reason we said that tzar is tully on nezek is the Torah is trying to link it into the prior halachic system of nezek. But now you tell you when there's nezek, there's no tzar. So it sounds like contradictory svaras, right? You're trying to link it into, make tzar tully on the nezek shamamu, you know, indirectly through this proxy. Or are you trying to say that no, when the nezek shamamu exists, there is no tzar? How can you simultaneously hold both? According to Ben Azai, before you have the Gzeres Kosov, Petzatachas Patsa. Okay, good. So Yaakov is saying like this. He's saying that, that just say simply for Ben Azai, that the Tsar is a substitute for the Nezek, right? When the Nezek fails, the Tsar, you pick up the Tsar. Almost exactly what I was saying, but he's shifting it. He's saying, why create this problem of saying that Tsar is substituting when the Nezek of Mammon fails? To say, forget about Kortitosos, forget the Nezek and Mammon. It's a Yiv Chamisha Dvarim. The primary thing is Nezek. If you do a Maisa Hezek in the framework of Chavallah and Yechayv and Mammon, pay the Mammon, right? The Pichas Daman, that's how we evaluate the Nezek of Chavallah, right? The slave market. So if you do that, Nezek is primary. And if you can't do that, then you switch to Arba Dvarim. Then you switch to Tsar. When that fails, so when you have Rishim Unikar, you had a Maisa Hezek, but there's no way to pay for it. The Tashlumin, there's no Tashlumin. So then you shift to Arba Dvarim, and there's no problem, right? And everything works out good, right? Now, very good. So, okay, good. So why didn't I say that? Why am I not saying that? Why am I making things so complicated? Okay, and this is the problem that's bothering me. And is like this, is, I'm bothered by, why is Nezek the primary thing? Why is Tsar telling Nezek? Why isn't Nezek telling on Tsar? Why isn't Sheves telling on Boshes? Why is Boshes telling Ripoy? I mean, there's five things. Why is Nezek, that you would have this far without any Xeris Akasu, that like Nezek is the primary thing? Right? This is if you had no Xeris Akasu, Ben Azai would be saying on his own, without anything, that if I have Nezek, I don't have to pay Tzar. Right? There's no Gzeir Sekasov at this point. Right? Petzadach Aspatz is what comes in and tells you, no, you still pay Tzar and then you have Nezek. So why would I think on my own that Nezek is the primary thing? And therefore, if I have Nezek, then I don't pay the other Arba Dvarim. Mehechitesi, where does that come from?
It's not just because Nezek is universal, it's always growing.
Oh, that's what I'm trying to answer. That's where I'm going from. I'm saying, why is Nezek special? Nezek is special because Nezek is called Terkula, because Nezek Shomomon, because we have Nezek. Because you have Nezek by Kalim, and you have Nezek by Adam, and Adam, and you have Nezek, and even by Onis and Shogig, it's just Nezek is Nezek.
And why, what's the problem then, Yaakov Sar?
Oh, so I'm saying what makes Nezek special is the fact that it's the Nezek Shomomon, it's the Kol Terkula Nezek.
So you can't say that it's Nezek of Chavolo, because that's not primary.
Right, in the framework of if you're just dealing with the Chamisha Dvarim, then why is Nezek special? Saying what's special is it because it makes recourse to the Nezek Shamama, which is this universal thing. That's like what motivates the whole Sugi here, that you have this Nezek is special because of the Nezek Shamama, which would have existed anyway and which exists in other cases and all that other stuff. So I'm trying to say, like, somehow Tsar is like Tully on that, somehow indirectly through that proxy, I was trying to say. And if you have that Nezek reaction, pay the money, that's what would pater you. That's the Havamin, if you don't pay the Tzedekas Patsa, the paying the money of the Nezek Shalmamon, that would pater you from the Tsar. But it's always because of Nezek is special. And Nezek gets it special because it's the general universal Nezek. Right? If you're willing to accept, and this is quite an issue, you're willing to accept this idea that Nezek is just intrinsically special because it's just obviously the main thing. When I have Chamisha Dvarim, I'm taking Ayin Tachas Ayin and I break it down into five categories. And I say, look, there's five things, But like the main thing, the main payment that you're going to be making is nezek. Most of the money you pay when you knock out a guy's eye is the fact that he goes down in value for being, you know, he's a blind guy and now his value as an eved goes down. That's the bulk of your payment. Yes, you may be doctor's bill, you might not be able to work, and there's some pain associated with it and embarrassment. It's true, but like the main payment is nezek. And it's not because nezek of mamon and universal and kotarku and all that other stuff. It's just because it's obvious when I analyze chamisha dvarim, obviously nezek is the main thing. And obviously if I have that, I don't have to pay the other four things. I don't exist a kasev. It's just clear that that's the main one, and the other one I don't have to, right. So that's kind of what I'm trying to avoid saying. I don't see why that's so obvious. The Torah tells me there's five things. Is it obvious that nezek is the main ones and the other ones are only substituting for it without exeris kasev? That's basically what I'm like trying to avoid saying. But if you are willing to say that idea, and it's not, there is something to it. There is something to saying that there's, yeah, exactly. If you're willing to say that, then just simplify everything. Say what Yaakov said. Say nezek is clearly the main thing, and all these other things. When nezek fails, then you have avodah. But it's the nezek of kavolo. Yeah. Go ahead. Listen, if I just had chamisha dvar, that's all I knew about that existed, and then somehow I had the sugya, and he just tells me that, you know, tzar shelo b'makom nezek is pater. I'd say, look, that's obviously how you. That's what's going on here. Clearly, nezek is just the main thing. Misvar, you know. I would have said then I would have convinced myself that's a good spot. Okay, mm-hmm. It's not beyond. It doesn't. It's not beyond the possibility that you convince yourself that's reasonable. Okay, but to me, there's just like this like clear thing that nezek is special beyond the chamisha dvarim, because in the very case of mazik chaver when ba'ones and mishogeg, you see the nezek of mamon, because mazik kalim, it's just nezek is special because we know nezek. From Kol Terkulo, and it's just like such a, if you, now it's tricky and it's hard, we're trying to hook it into the Nezek of Mamon, and it's just like, that's like such a, if you could hook it in, you can work it out. Can't work it out, we can't work it out, and then you say what Yaakov said, okay, really, but if you could, it's just to me, that's like the opportunity to explain Benazai, is why is Nezek special? It's because of, we know what Nezek is special, it's Nezek, and it's you always pay Nezek, and to hook it into something that I know is there already. Nezek Mama. Okay, so let me just say what I'm trying to say, and we'll see if it's that different or if it works out. Okay. Is that like this? Is we shouldn't confuse our maskana with the way we explain the maskana with the proxy and that whole theory with what you would have said before the Gzeiras HaKasev of Petzadachas Patsa. Okay, there could be to some degree our question is based upon, we're assuming that theory, even if you didn't have, we're assuming that theory for how we explain Ben Azai, but we were really explaining, assuming the Maskana in a certain sense of Petzatachas Patsa. Now we have to go, and what would the system have looked like if you didn't have that? Okay. I'll try to explain here. Hopefully make it clear. Okay. The point that of Ben Azai, where he differentiates, he argues from Rebbe, okay? The point where he argues from Rebbe is the idea that he's holding that the system of Chamisha Dvarim, the Torah didn't institute it as a totally separate system, but the Torah tied it to the regular system of Nezek, okay? It's tied to, it's built upon one way or another, and that's when I try to explain the Havamina Maskana. By Havamina, I mean before the Gzeiras HaKasev and after the Gzeiras HaKasev of Tzav Malkum Nezek. It's a question of how exactly did the Torah tie Chamisha Dvarim into the regular system of Mamonus, of Niske Mam. How did the Torah incorporate those two together? And that's the question. That's the difference between whether you have the Gzeiras HaKasev of Tzav Malkum Nezek or not. So if you don't have the Gzeiras HaKasev, then what does it look like, right? It's that, okay. Now the method by which the Torah did tied in these two systems together is it tied it together through the fact of Nezek. Because both things, the Mamonus system has Nezek, which is all it really has, and the Chamisha Dvarim has Nezek, okay? And they're close to duplicates of each other, so it used that idea that the nezek to be the anchor of the chamisha dvarim in order to tie it into the regular system of mamonos. Okay, now there's two ways it could have set it up. One way is that basically they're alternate systems, they're alternate versions of nezek. As the Torah could have said is that basically you have to define, is this nezek going to be defined as a nezek in the framework of Mammon, or is it going to be in the framework of Chavala? They're alternates. It's one or the other. It's not both, right? It's not both. You have to decide, is this, how are you going to view the nezek? The nezek is the main thing. Why is it the main thing? Because the nezek is always the main thing. That's how it works in Kol Tarkula, right? Nezek is the main thing. And you have to decide, are you going to be don this in the Maisa Hezek in the framework of Mammon, and just do the regular payment of mamonos, things like that. Or you're going to be done in the framework of chavala, there was a bein adam chavera damage, and what's one or the other? How are you going to view it? Okay? I don't want to confuse, but it's like almost like a kim lebe derabi mitzvah. Like, you have to choose. Is this a criminal, is this like a death, you know, a criminal thing where you're going to put him on the court, you know, to a capital offense? Is that the kind of basin you're on? Is that the court case, a capital offense court case? Or is it a monetary court case? You know what I mean? You don't do both. You have to choose. And Kinley Ramani says, like, judge this as a capital offense and kill the guy, but then you can't punish him in terms of mamonos. You have to choose how you want to view it. So in a certain sense, the same thing is, how are you going to view this thing? Is this going to be a monetary thing of nezek and mamon? Or is it going to be a benam chavero of nezek of kavala? Which one is it? Right? So if there's going to be monetary consequences, then we'll go to the primary system of kol tarkula and nezek shel mamon. But if that fails, and it's not, right, and there's no monetary consequences, because all you do is create a scar in the guy, you burnt him and left the scar, so I'll say this is a nezek of chavala, and it's not a nezek of mamon. Okay, and once it's a nezek of chavala, fine, all chamisha dvar become introduced, because nezek is the anchor, right? Nezek is the anchor between the arba dvarim and the nezek shel mamon, because the nezek of chavala partakes of both, right? It's the alternate ego of the nezek of mamon. It's right that nezek can be defined as A or B, right? So therefore, it's like intertwined with nezek of mamon. But on the other hand, it's one of the chamisha dvarim, so it serves as the anchor, and that's how the Torah incorporated the system of chamisha dvarim into the niskei mamon system, monetary system, by making the very maisa nezek two alternative ways of defining it. Is it defined as nezek of mamon? Then pay money. If it's not a nezek of mamon, then define it as a nezek of chavala, and then you'll pay chamisha dvarim. Okay? Okay, good. If that's the way you intertwine the systems, by using the maisa nezek as alternatives, is either one or the other, then you're not going to pay. And that's, to him, he's saying that's the pasha thing. The simple, if I didn't have exeris kasam, that's what I would have said. I would have said that it's, you have to define the nezek in one framework or the other. Okay, you can't say it's both. It's either one or the other. Okay, and then the systems become, right? Okay, good. Then I have a connection between Hamisha Dvarim and nezek, but through this alternate idea. Then Maisa Nezek is one or the other. So they're intertwined, but in this type of way. Okay. But Petzat HaChaspatza says, no, the Torah is not doing that. Torah is not trying to say it's one or the other. The Torah wants it to be both. It's saying it's nezek of mamon, and it's simultaneously a nezek of kavala. It's basically, you define the mice nezek in two ways. It both shemos coexist, right? It both shemos coexist, but there's one tashlum in the pot. There's both of them, like we said before. Okay, and then the arba dvarim are all contingent on the nezek, which is the anchor. Because the Torah wants them both to exist. It wants them both to exist simultaneously. They're going to pay for both frameworks. Why does he say that Sar alone, the arba dvarim are Sar alone is pater? Because this is Ben Azai. Ben Azai is holding that it's got to connect to the system of the prior monetary system. The Torah didn't just set up these ayin tachas ayin separate framework. That's Rebbe's position. So the way it connects is, like we said before, is that it connects through the nezek, that the maisa nezek is always defined as both. Right, and therefore, and all the arba dvarim are tully on this nezek. Nezek is the anchor, and it serves as a proxy for the regular nezek. That's what we said before. Nothing. I'm not saying anything different. The point is you have to connect it to the nezek of mamon in one of two ways. the anchor is always the Nezek Shel Chavala. That's always the anchor because it's part of the Chamisha Dvarim, but it's also the duplicate of the Nezek of Ma'on. That's what's Tosis' Chiddush of the Rishumo Nikar, Maisa Nezek, right? And there's two ways that it could be connected, that you can connect the Chamisha Dvarim to the system of Nezek and Ma'on. Either because the Maisa Nezek is defined, it's alternating, it's either one or the other, or because you're saying they're always simultaneously and one Tashlum and Pater's them both. Right? It's just two ways of incorporating. All the Abra Dvarim are telling the Nezek of Chavalah. A Nezek Chavala can be linked to the Nezek of Mammon in one of two ways. Either they're alternates, you pay one or the other, or they're always simultaneous and one Tashlum and Pater's them both. But the idea of Ben Azai is how to incorporate the system of Chamisha Dvarim, how to graft it on top of the prior existing framework of Nezek and Mammon, which we already have. And just before the examples of Kassav, I would say they're alternates. Can't define the Mais and Nezek as both. Mashmal and the Torah says, no, they coexist. Both Shemos exist, but there's one Tashlum in the both. The reason in the Havamina, meaning before, prior to the Xeris Kassav, the Arba Dvarim linked to Nezek of Kavalah, right? It's Ben Azai Shita who holds Tsar, Shaloba, Makar Nezek as Pater. Right, it's because it's the Torah wants the system of the Arba Dvarim to be tied into the system of Nizkei Mamon, and the anchor is always this Nezek of Chavala. That's the anchor. So because it connects the two, because it's part of the Chamisha Dvarim, and if I make the Arba Dvarim tally on it, then I could just work with it, and it's the it corresponds to the Nezek of Mamon. So by saying that you only pay Arba Dvarim if Nezek exists, that's Ben Azai. Tsar Shel Makom Nezek is Pater. The only way you take it Tsar when there's the Nezek of Chavalah there, when there's Rishuma Nikar. And I say that when there's a Nezek of Mamon, there's no Nezek of Chavalah. So now I have all the Arba Dvarim being only in the existence when there's no Nezek of Mamon. Like the way I say that the whole system of Chamisha Dvarim is only in the when there's no Nezek of Mamon, right? Meaning if I didn't have Tzar Makam Nezek, I didn't have Hatzadagas Patzah, the way I do it is by just saying working with Nezek. Nezek is what I work with. You say, this is Maish Nezek, defined in one of two ways. And since if he defines Mammon, it's not Nezek and Chavalah, and he holds Tzar Shal Makam Nezek is Pater, then that's it. I knocked it all Chamisha Dvarim when there's a Nezek of Mammon. So like you got to look at that Nezek of Chavalah as the linchpin. It's what allows him to connect all the Arba Dvarim to the Nezek of Mammon, through this Nezek of Havala, because it partakes of both systems. And then the question is just, how does the Torah using it? Before the Xeris Kasa Petzachas Patzah, I would say it's alternative, either Nezek of Mammon or Nezek Havala. And since if it's not the Nezek Havala, all the Arba Dvarim fall away because of his other Shita of Chabura Tachas Chabura, right, that we did before, that the Tsar is Tali on Chabura, only Makam Chabura, then if it's not the Nezek of Havala, you're not going to have Tsar either.